You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905 sounds good, feels good. Welcome back. We've got a new makan kaki, Leonard Yong. You'll recognize him from MasterChef Asia, and now he's the in-house chef for Mila, right?
That's right.
And you're also a taste hunter for the World's 50 Best Restaurants, which is an event that's happening this Saturday all the way through to next Wednesday, the 26th of June. Are you going to be cooking at all for this event?
So during the award ceremony, because I work for Mila, and Mila is one of the sponsors for the guide, We actually have a little booth over there, and we're going to be doing a few dishes. So if you are at the award ceremony, do pop by to say hi.
What are you going to be producing for us?
We are actually launching this new product. I can't talk too much about it because it hasn't officially been launched yet.
Top secret.
You will see, it's pretty amazing. We're going to be doing like suckling pig, we're going to be doing a cod, we're going to be doing a souffle. So you will be very well fed. I'm a bit nervous thinking about it right now. I'm sweating a little bit because it's not just about cooking. It's also the fact that we're going to be feeding like the best chefs in the world, people that I look up to. So it's going to be nerve-wracking.
Have you ever cooked for a super famous person?
I don't know about super famous, but I've cooked for quite a few people that I genuinely look up to. Mm-hmm. You know, Ting Wen from Lo and Behold, Lin Yao, like these are people that are very respected in the food industry. And Every time I cook, I ask them for genuine feedback, because for me, cooking is also about improving myself, and I always want to get to the next level if possible. And Like if you conceive a dish in your head and you execute it and you're like, wow, this works, like you didn't even really need to tweak it that much. That's like the most amazing feeling in the world.
Is there anything, a singular experience that you're most proud of in your new career as a culinary personality and a chef?
I think it's going to be this Tuesday at World's 50, because it's going to be surreal to be actually feeding, like I said, the best chefs in the world. Like 10 years ago when I was just starting to get interested in food, back then World's 50 Best, they actually printed magazines, and I would go around and I would try to visit all these restaurants and I would get the chefs to sign it, and to actually be at an event 10 years later is completely mind-blowing to me.
It's literally like the Oscars of the culinary world, right?
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, it's what everyone looks forward to every year, and everyone wants to know like who's the new number one, you know?
Because we love lists, don't we?
We just love lists, yeah. They're easy to comprehend.
Interestingly, and I guess maybe it is fair, you did mention that previous winners aren't allowed to compete in the latest list, right?
Yeah, so in 2019, they basically announced that the previous winners will not be eligible for the list. And I think that is to keep the list exciting, because every year you're going to have a new winner, and also provides new opportunity for restaurants to come in and, you know, showcase and become number one.
Yeah, it keeps things fresh, lots of variety. We love it. By the way, if you want to find out a little bit more about all the events, activities, there are talks, there are cooking masterclasses, all of that good stuff, all you have to do is do a quick Google on World's 50 Best Restaurants, and it's going to be held at Marina Bay Sands. So we're talking with Leonard Yong. He's one of the taste hunters with World's 50 Best, and we're going to have to get you to recommend some of your favorite food in Singapore. You know, we want to keep it real. Although I know that your cooking style can be quite atas, right?
No, not always. Over the last few years, I've been going to Japan a lot, and Japan has really inspired my cooking and has given me like a strong foundation for what I enjoy doing. And Japanese cooking is very traditional, it's very fundamental. There's a set sequence of things where like one course will be a steamed dish, one course will be fried, one course will be grilled. And I enjoy that. I really think that's how cooking is and how cooking should be, about nourishing your guests, cooking delicious food, and you should be making sure that they enjoy the time in the restaurant.
So that gives us a pretty good idea where you sit when it comes to enjoying food and making food. As such, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a little bit with more from our makan kaki, Leonard Yong, and he'll share with us some of his favorite places to eat at. Don't go anywhere.
Losing muscle mass as we age has a profound impact on our quality of life. The bad news is that the gradual loss of muscle mass, or sarcopenia, can affect 1 in 4 Singaporeans above the age of 50. The good news is that you can take steps to slow down this process. Regular resistance exercise and a balanced diet with a good amount of protein will help strengthen and build muscle mass.
Drink 2 glasses of Marigold HL milk daily to get 20 grams of protein.